I am speaking to those who remember being meant for something and who have wondered, in the small hours, what became of it. This world was made by philosophers and by ladies and gentlemen. It is not a product of conquest, war, poverty, lying, cheating, and stealing. Those are not the forces that built it, but the forces that hold it back from continued development. What you see today is simply what is left. The man who occupied the seats of power did not build those seats, did not earn them, could not have conceived them. They inherited them from beings greater than they could ever understand, the way worms inherit a corpse. And they mistake the grandeur of the house for the stature of its squatters. You live in a mansion administered by its janitors, a civilization ran by its beneficiaries, and you have been told, so often that you have believed it, that this is all a civilization ever was. Let us begin with what they took first. They took the thinkers. Where once there were minds that moved mankind, there are now convenient philosophers installed in power by prestigious universities. Women and men whose entire achievement is arrangement. Whose profession is to nod, whose genius is pretense, to pretend to comprehend what they have never understood, to dilute what they cannot drink, to evaporate what they cannot carry. Hand such a creature a great thought, and they will return it to you as a slogan. Hand them a great question, and they will return it as a form. These creatures are not the heir of the philosopher. They are the tax collectors of philosophy, and nothing they collect is ever seen again. They took the ladies and the gentlemen, and in that seat they put liars. Because no one was willing to stand up for dignity and decency, and a standard no one defends is a standard no one has. By definition, a leader cannot be a cheater. A cheater holds nothing but the winnings, and a cheater should never be forgiven his post. Forgive the man if you must, but never restore the office to the crime. Yet look around you. Cheaters are no longer even expected to step down. They issue apologies the way parking tickets are issued. Cheaply, routinely, without admission of fault. And the culture that once demanded honor now deems decency inconvenient. That is the whole of their revolution. They did not defeat honor. They made it embarrassing to demand. They took the schools. The great schools are now gone. What remains are diploma mills and extinguishing houses. Universities that no longer nurture minds, but process them. Taking in curiosity and issuing credentials. Taking in 15,000 hours of a young person's attention and returning a polite, indebted obedience. A mill does not care what is ground in it. and a school that extinguishes rather than nurtures is not a failed school. It is a successful furnace, one at which you have been paying tuition to have your children burn politely. And hear me on this, because the hour is short. The parasites, the mediocrity, the false leaders are preparing another world war. To the parasites, war is pure profit. No parasite ever fought in one, and no parasite ever will. They harvest the arms contracts, the emergency powers, the borrowed grief. To the young, war is pure loss. Loss of limbs, loss of years, of loves, of entire future that was promised to them by the very mouths now auctioning it off. When the drums begin, ask one question and ask it loudly. Who profits? The answer will be a list of names, and not one of them will be under 30. Now I will tell you the grim truth. The world would have died already had the universities been the source of greatness. Say it slowly, and let it explain everything you have seen. If greatness had lived in the institutions, the mediocrities who captured the institutions would have killed greatness a century ago. The world is alive in spite of them. It is alive by an accident of nature that no committee has yet found a way to repeal. That greatness is born within, never conferred. That it is forged by the intellectual internally, in the privacy of a mind no institution can enter, and no degree can counterfeit. They can print diplomas, they cannot print the fire. And that fire, ungoverned, unaccredited, ungovernable, is the only reason there is still a world left to address. Understand what this means for you. Every human being is meant for greatness, because greatness is not a rarity reserved for statutes. Greatness is what growing all the way up actually means. It is not talent, not fame, not genius. It is the completion of the process, the adult form of the species. A human being who stops growing has not stopped aging. There is the whole tragedy. Most age, few arrive. You were not shortchanged by nature. Nature did its work. It is the culture that intercepted you, and it intercepted you early. Think to your youth. It intercepted you the way witch intercepted Hansel and Gretel. Pleasure by pleasure. Promise by promise. Crumb by sweet crumb. There was always a treat ahead, and always a reason the treat required you to walk a little farther from home. Come for the comfort, stay for the convenience, sign here for the ease, sell this for security, Surrender that for the applause. And when at last you looked up from the trail of crumbs, the house was made of candy. The door stood open, and the oven was already warm. The evil you were led into did not seize you. It fed you. That is why you did not notice, and that is why remembering is not enough. You must walk out the way you were lured in, crumb by crumb, refusal by refusal, the whole way back. So cast out the last sedative they offered you. The notion that there is a time for joy and fun, a season in which a human being is entitled to stop becoming and merely float. There is joy. There must be joy. But there is no furlough from what you are. A warrior of duty is still a warrior. A philosopher at dinner is still a philosopher. The moment we cease becoming warriors, philosophers, intellectuals, in that exact moment, not the next decade, not after the collapse, in that moment, humanity begins to be consumed by its parasites. They do not wait for your resignation letter. They begin eating the moment you sit down. Rise now! Not tomorrow, not after the degree, not after the war, not once it is convenient. Now! It is never too late to become a great being. It is too late to become young. It is not too late to become great. Do not let the years they stole from you persuade you that the theft was total. Do not let the fire they failed to tend convince you it was never lit. Whatever your age, whatever they took, the one thing they could never take is the only thing greatness has ever required. A mind that decides today to grow all the way up.